Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sara Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by our dear friends Lonnie and Yo Wolk, in memory of the late great Rebbetzin Annette Wolk, Chana Bela Bas Yehoshua. We are in Masechta Shabbos, and we are in the 24th and final parak of Masechta Shabbos. We're up to Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, and the Mishnah states as follows: Matirin Pekiyeh Amir Lifnei Behema. When it comes to Shabbos, we are told that we're not allowed to do extra effort, even where there's no extra malacha involved. It's a question of tircha yisera. However, Chazal, when they said you can't do extra work, that's only so when you have no extra, when the extra work is not necessary. But a person is allowed to prepare food for his animals, even if it involves tircha yisera, significant effort. And so the Mishnah says, you can untie bundles of straw, matirin pekiye amir lifnei behema, when it's tied at both ends, if it's for an animal to be able to eat. The straw is tied with knots, obviously, that can be untied on Shabbos, and since the animal can't eat the straw while it's tied, a person is allowed to untie it in order to make it edible. However, to scatter the straw so that the animal will be able to smell it, that would be usher, since the animal will eat the straw even if that doesn't happen. Umefasas and esakipin. Similarly, we can untie and even scatter soft cedar branches for an animal to eat, because the animal won't eat them unless they're scattered around so they can smell it. And so therefore the scattering process is what helps them eat the cedar, and it's permitted on Shabbos. Avalois hazirin, but you can't scatter the bundles of straw that are tied up at both ends and in the middle, because although while the straw is tied up and packed tightly, it becomes unappetizing and the animal won't eat it. Once it's untied, the animal will eat it, so you don't have to scatter it to bring out the scent. And so therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and do so, to go ahead and do so. Now you might have thought that if it's tied up three times, it warms and loses all the scent because it's so packed together, and therefore it has to be scattered. The Mishnah says to you that no, the fact that it's tied three times is not a reason to allow us to go ahead and proceed that way. You can't shred fodder or carob or buckser for an animal because these items are tender enough to be done without shredding, being daka ben gasa, whether the animal is an ovine or a bovine. In other words, whether it's an animal which is a large animal like an ox or a cow, or whether it's a small animal like a goat or a sheep, because both of them are able to eat it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Mati b'charuv and ledaka, Rabbi Yehuda says a small animal's teeth are themselves very small, and it's too difficult for such an animal to chew through the boxer, through the carob, unless it's shredded first. And so therefore he says, that would be mutter, but we don't paskin that way lehalacha. In osin es agamo velo dursin, you also can't force feed a camel large amounts of food in that situation. That was the stand, or even small amounts of food on Shabbos by pushing it down the camel's throat far enough that it can't bring the food back up. Since that's tircha yisera, shoving it all the way in down that far, it's asur on Shabbos, it's not necessary. Avo malitim, but you can put it down the throat to a point where the animal can bring it back up. That's not tircha yisera, that's not extra work, that's unnecessary. Veim mamrim es ha'agolam avo malitim, you can't fatten the calves by force feeding them, by pushing food down their throats far enough back that they can't bring it back up. Malitin, but again, you can put the food down the throat where they can bring it back up. Umahalkatin latanigolin, you can also put the food back down the throats of the chickens up to the point where they can still bring it back up. Vinosnimayim lemorsen avalo gorvlin, and you can put water into bran for animals, but you can't knead the bran and the water together. Merely adding the water to the bran doesn't constitute kneading, which is one of the Isurei Shabbos called lush. But kneading it together and stirring it, that does violate lush, and that would be a problem on Shabbos. You can't put water before bees in that you're raising or before doves in a dovecot. You can put water before geese and chickens and Herodian pigeons because those creatures are dependent upon you for the food and the water, and they're unable to find them on their own. And so feeding them on Shabbos is a permitted exertion. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.